In partnership with the Newmarket Historical Society, Newmarket Today brings you a regular series of columns aimed at creating awareness about the rich history and heritage of our community. You can connect with the Historical Society at newmarkethistoricalsociety@outlook.com or newmarkethistoricalsociety.ca. Who doesn't love a good meal of fish and chips? Chip Plus Malt opened its doors at 201 Main Street in Newmarket on August 6, 2016. The building was also home to Cassidy's Flower Shop, which occupied two floors until the early 2000s. The running free store called 201 Main Street home until Chip Plus Malt moved in. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. This building is located within the Caldwell Block, which spans from 201 to 211 Main Street. The block is named after James B. Caldwell, also known as J.B., who was born in New York in 1807 to Irish immigrant parents from County Tyrone. The Caldwell family settled in Ontario in the 1820s, but shortly after their arrival, J.B.'s father died in a logging accident when a tree fell on him. At just 12 years old, J.B. assumed the role of head of the family. He later apprenticed for 6 years with a furniture maker named Erasmus Winman, of North York, honing his craft. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. In 1813, J.B. relocated to Newmarket with his wife, Rosanna Potter, and they had 6 sons and 3 daughters. Initially, J.B. rented both a home and a workshop from Mordecai Millard, but 4 years later, he built his own residence and workshop on Botsford Street. Unfortunately, the building was destroyed by fire while he was away on business in North York, leaving him bankrupt. This was not the last time JB's business would be ravaged by fire. It happened twice more, but each time, he rebuilt. His home, Liberty Hall, still stands today at 438 Botsford Street. Politically, Caldwell was a liberal and reformist who sympathized with the rebels in the 1837 rebellion. Although he avoided arrest, he aided the prisoners in Newmarket before they were sent to Toronto. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. Caldwell operated his furniture-making business, specializing in chairs, and his paint store for 50 years, much of it from this building. During this time, the second floor also served as a temperance hall lodge for the Sons of Temperance. He played a key role in founding the grammar school and building the model school, and he also held a seat on council. Despite facing significant business setbacks, he retired comfortably and died in 1887. It would be fascinating to know if any of his chairs have survived to this day. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. By 1889, Newmarket native Julius R. Mader was running a general store from this same building. He began his career with Bogart and Allen, and then worked for Danford Roche for many years. After Rock's business failed, Mader took over his original store at 211 Main Street, the Hungry Brewhop, and the Aurora store, which later closed, before relocating to the larger space at 201 Main Street. These were the days when all 6 stores in the Caldwell Block were competing general merchants. 3 years later, Mader was forced to close his business. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. He then moved to Kingston, and then New York, finally ending up working at Eaton's, where he stayed for 27 years and achieved the position of night supervisor for all of its Toronto stores and warehouses. He retired in Newmarket, where he died in October 1933. Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. Joseph Millard and his son, John, moved in and ran a furniture store and funeral parlor at 201 Main Street. From about 1900 to 1920, Image supplied by the Newmarket Historical Society. By 1930, the building was a Chainway General Store, until about 1974, for a total of 44 years. Like many of Main Street's treasured buildings, 201 has a rich history, having housed a restaurant, a flower shop, a running store, a furniture and paint shop, a cabinet maker, a general store and a funeral home. It still stands today as a beacon of resilience and determination, reflecting the businesses that once called it home.